Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. You are officially on the couch here with Dr. Michelle, as you always are now on Tuesdays at 12 noon. And I hope you are taking some time out now for your little break or lunch hour or whatever, so you can check out this amazing guest I have today. You're going to learn a lot. It's going to help you a lot. And I'm really excited about what's going on with my special guest and her books as well, that you're going to be able to check out. So if you guys would like to ask any questions, as usual, we're not taking live calls, but I am taking emails live. So you can reach out to me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com here at the station, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And I'll throw out some questions to my special guest, Mabel, and we'll just see if she can help you out with that. Otherwise, we're going to get rocking and rolling. We're talking about a book today that is one of the best books that I've read about getting our act together and really finding more peace and happiness and abundance in the world with what's going on today and always actually in our lives. And I really love this book because it has so much information from so many of the guests who you have seen right here and heard also on the couch. But my guest is known around the world. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But, you know, I just want to throw out that we are all living in a really difficult time right now. We have universal consciousness, which is not especially the best vibration going on. I mean, we all feel it. We're all connected. We have financial challenges, of course, and then loneliness, lack of purpose, social isolation. It's just a really difficult time right now. And we're going to be talking about this way that offers you a path, a pathway of hope, you know, out of the turmoil that's going on, not only now, but in our lives in general, towards, you know, more peace and abundance, happiness. That's what we're here for, guys. So I'm going to get straight to it. Here is the book we're talking about. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, no glare. Okay, good, Michelle. My special guest sitting next to me here on the split screen is Mabel Katz. She's author of this book. Hi, Mabel.
How are you?
Nice
great
to see you.
Great to be here with you.
You are an amazing woman. You are a superstar, and I just love which you are, my dear. So thank you for gracing us with your presence here on the couch. You're lovely.
Thank you for the opportunity. Always trying to get with my message to more people, yes?
That's what
to
it's about.
To wake up more people.
You have awakened a lot of people. And the book, it's called Zero Frequency, and we're going to be talking about that particular method that is yours and yours alone that you created out of so many different uplifting and conscious, you know, beings and their work, but you included a lot of your own. And really, you know, here, as you can see the subtitle, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. Let me just give you a little introduction here to Mabel. Internationally acclaimed World Peace Ambassador. You guys, now that you're looking at her, if you're able to see her on the screen here on the Facebook Live, see her? Yeah. She is a peace ambassador, recognized as a leading authority on Ho. I can say this right. I know I can say it. Ho Ono Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono. Right? Perfect. There we go. We got it, girl. It's the ancient Hawaiian art and practice of problem solving for achieving success, happiness, and peace. And Mavel, you conduct workshops and teachings all around the world. I mean, I used to. Oh, you're amazing. Oh, no, you're a superstar in over 40 countries. And now you're here coming to Northern America. Now you live here. Nice to have you. You're spreading your love and your happiness and joy and really making some wonderful progress, teaching people how really live a better life. And this is a unique book, guys, because again, it does, you know, include all of the many teachings that I know so many of you out there, my guests, have read and learned and all that, but she just kind of folds them all together into a beautiful network of learning and really comfortable read and will help you out. There's a lot of really helpful suggestions in there and just unfolding. So let's get to it. Mavel, what is zero frequency? I love that. What is that?
Well, you know how you said we are living very special times, yes? And you don't have two people right now that they are living the same the same experience, yes?
It's so true.
So it is really up to us how we look at things, what we think, our beliefs, if we react or not react, if we let go or not let go, if we need to have the last word or not, if we blame and complain, or we take responsibility. Yeah. So through Ho'oponopono, I actually learned to take 100% responsibility, and that set me free. I felt free for the first time in my life when I found out that I was 100% responsible, because it's always waiting for something to change outside of yourself.
Something
that you need. So when you get back to you and you said, hey, I created it, I can change it, you feel powerful again. Yes. Blaming and complaining is giving your power away. Now you are dependent. Nobody likes to be dependent on anything or anybody, you know?
Yes, I do. Yeah. That's beautiful.
So Ho'oponopono set me free.
Yes.
And at the same time, I come from the business world. I used to be a tax senior accountant here in Los Angeles. So I'm still an intellectual person, and I needed something more practical. So I've been teaching actually zero frequency around the world for the last 10 years. Yeah. I created something where I can give experiences to the intellect so that I can convince the intellect that to take responsibility and choose to let go. If you let go, you do have a part of you that knows better and have all the solutions to all our problems and can protect you and can guide you. Yes. But you have free choice. So you have to give permission. You have to let go first. Yes?
Yes.
So I share different ways of letting go. One is definitely Ho'oponopono, but not everybody likes to say the thank you and the I love you.
Yes.
There are many ways of coming back to present, to zero. The thing is that you have to live a more conscious life to know when you are not at zero.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's true.
And to choose. You have to choose to come back. Because if you choose to give your power to the fear or to the worry or, you know, being right, either you are in the past or you are in the future. You are not here.
Exactly. It's so true. You know, you need to live in the now, basically. And that encompasses so many wonderful concepts. You know, I was reading about living in the now chapter and being here now and all that. And Eckhart Tolle, I was just listening to you yesterday. But maybe for listeners, and I know some of you guys out there know of Ho'oponopono techniques, but what is that? And there is science behind there, of course. And so if you could share a little bit more about the technique that we can all learn, you know, how to be a little more peaceful and it's about learn more about and connect with ourselves of Ho'oponopono.
If we are talking about Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono is a very ancient Hawaiian art of problem solving. I took my first seminar July 1997 in Omaha, Nebraska. Uh-huh. And since then, I can tell you maybe in 99, I made up my mind. This is what I was looking for.
Yes.
And this is the only thing I practice. But I always tell people, you have to do what works for you, but do something. You
yes.
wake up, take responsibility. Yes. yes? You have everything you need inside yourself. Now, Ho'oponopono is about there is nobody doing anything to you. It's just you and your programs, you know, that mm-hmm. you accumulated, that you downloaded. They show up in the monitor of your life. They
yes.
look like they are outside.
Yes.
But if you wouldn't have the program downloaded, it wouldn't be in your radar. Yes.
Right, exactly.
So everything is like a projection of what's going on inside of you. That
right.
doesn't make you guilty. That doesn't make you a sinner. Doesn't make you wrong.
Right.
But it makes you responsible. What is it in me? What I like is about Ho'oponopono is I didn't need to know what it was in me. I just
right.
needed to take the responsibility
yes.
and let go and give permission to a part of me that is more intelligent than my two university titles, intellect.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
That can see the whole picture, that
yes.
knows that everything is a blessing in disguise.
Oof.
And just trust and let go. For example, for me, a tool that came up and many of my students around the world use is I let go and trust.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
need those fearful
yeah, right,
moments
right.
or things you don't need where to run.
Yeah.
I let go and trust. Now, Ho'oponopono is I'm 100% responsibility. I'm sorry. Please forgive me for whatever is in me. This is an inner work. Has nothing to do with what I think I need to cling
yeah.
with because
yeah.
everything is memories. But there is a part of us, again, that is just waiting for us to press that delete key. Yes.
Yes.
To get to work.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned, I do talk about different messages. For example,
yes.
Bruce
yes.
Lipton. Because I for many years, I taught the things and I said, I don't have scientific proof, but this works.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yes. yes, exactly.
But now we have a Joe Dispenza, we have a Greg Braden, and we have a Bruce Lipton. I love how Bruce Lipton defines it. He says that we walk with two antennas. Not even
yes.
our thoughts are on this plane. So
yes,
where are they
exactly.
coming from?
Right.
And we are always choosing what station we listen to.
Yes, yes, exactly. It's really true. Our
so
brains are transmitters.
Station. Yes, sorry.
I always talk about how we are transmitters and receivers. I mean, it's energy, electromagnetic energy, and it's proven, it's science, it's quantum, it's all out there and it's real. So my guest today, guys, in case you just tuned in here, on the couch with Dr. Michelle, Mabel Katz. And she's the author of an amazing new book. She, of course, was number one bestseller in, yeah, girl. And her
book,
yeah.
My first book that made it to number one.
Happy for No Reason. You got to pick that one up too, guys. It's amazing. Happy for No Reason.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't, there's no, exactly. It,
yeah.
Conditions, there's no conditions. You just be, you'd be in there. But anyway,
but you know what happened to
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
I had everything that you think that a person needs to be happy, and I was very unhappy. So when I started my search, yes, I realized that I was looking for happiness in the wrong places. I was looking for happiness
yeah.
actually in my personal life. I thought
right.
my professional work, because
yeah.
it worked
yeah.
back in Argentina, where I'm from, and I work here in the United States. So I didn't have money problems or a career problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, but because I started letting go and trusting, I allowed the universe to take me. I learned how not to plan, how not to set goals, and to become a child again.
You were always this way? Were you always sort of open to, I mean, what was a changing point in your life that said,
yes.
wow, I've got to trust that is,
yes.
you know, what is within me?
Yeah, no. I didn't believe in anything, and I didn't know anything about spirituality. That wasn't part of my life.
Mm.
I was brought up Jewish. You know, I come from a non-religious, but assimilated Jewish
mm-hmm.
family in Argentina. And, and to be honest with you, in the United States, I learned much more about my religion because I needed to belong. I was an immigrant.
Right.
I needed to belong, yes, in the
right.
beginning. An immigrant is hard. So I actually found refuge, you know, at temple, you know, or
Lovely.
Sending my or sending my kids to preschool, you yeah. know, at tempo. So, you know, we had friends, you know, and my kids. So you felt that you belong. Yes. At that time, I was a person that needed to belong, that needed friends, that yes. needed to be somebody, you know, recognized, liked, and everything. Yes. But again, even though that I was getting all that, I was not happy. So this started because my oldest son one day talked to me angry and frustrated, oh. like I used to talk to him. Yeah. And I saw myself.
Wow.
And I realized he learned that from me, and I love him so much. And I said, you have to do something.
Oh, that's beautiful. I mean, good for you for being open to that, you know, and all the changes. Yeah. So that's a lovely story. And by the way, Shana Tova to you, my dear.
Shana Tova.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, there's a whole system, you know, that you describe in your book, Zero Frequency. So let's talk about what happens to people after, we'll talk about some of those concepts, but after zero frequency is achieved, what's going to start happening to our lives?
So first of all, you have to know that there is no such thing as I'm living at zero frequency because memories are playing all the time.
Yes.
So this is like an ongoing. I always say Ho'oponopono is my 24-hour meditation. How could I come? Kind of frequency,
yes,
that kind
yes.
of moment by moment. How could I perceive things in a different way? How could I stop reacting to things? Because the problems are not the problems. How we react to problems yeah. is the problem. And that comes from us.
Yes.
Because of our perception, because of our judgments, because of our beliefs. We determine what we can and what we cannot, what is hard, what is not.
Yeah.
You know, it's so subjective that is why it's so important to come back to yourself and say, hey, enough is enough. I deserve to be happy.
Yes.
And realize that you don't depend again on owning things or having a relationship or things like that to be happy or being approved or accepted.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when I realized I was going to teach, again, I was a tax accountant. I had a teacher for over 10 years of Ho'oponopono. And I told him, I said, well, if I'm going to teach, I'm going to take classes. I don't know anything about public speaking. And he said, no, that will take all your naturality. All you have to be is yourself. And that's the best advice I received, Michelle, because when you have just to be yourself and you're not looking for the approval of others, you know, you set yourself free and you instantly are happy.
It's so true.
Yeah. So when you are yourself, you are at zero frequency. Now,
yes,
there are times that you engage with people. Yes, you can help it. There are things that affect you. You cannot help it. But again, like I said before, if you become the observer, if you know that you are not the insult, that you are not the lack of money, that you are not the I was fired or whatever, or he left me, you know. You set yourself free. And now, you know, again, like I said before, you regain your power. And now you can do whatever you would like to be, you know, or achieve.
Exactly.
Your life, because everything is up to you.
Yes, yes. And I want to talk about that personal responsibility part too that you talk about in your book. You said that's like one of the most important concepts. Yeah. But before that, so, you know, practicing 24-hour Ho'oponopono techniques, they're just for the listeners out there, they're, you know, four phrases. And I think I don't know if there's a special order, but I'm sorry. You're talking to yourself, folks. You're going within your heart. You can do the heart-brain coherence kind of thing, touch your heart. But you're talking to yourself in a meditative state. I'm sorry. You're talking to your inner child, okay? So you're saying, I'm sorry to yourself. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you. And so it's all sort of inwards. So all the things that you beat yourself up for, this is what Mabel was just talking about, you know, our early upbringing and you know, all of those messages that we've bought into about who we are, what we are. We don't find an identity sometimes of our true self growing up. So, you know, when we can really get in touch with all that, we have to, you know, get rid of all those little neural patterns that are saying, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. Who are you? You have to do what I do. All, and I'm not blaming parents. Sorry, guys, but it's all early environmental messages, school bullying, teasing, you know, social media, what we should be like, all that stuff. We need to just be our authentic selves, folks, is what Mabel is saying.
We need to believe in ourselves, yes? And that doesn't depend on, again, of what people think of you. Is the important thing is what you think of yourself.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
That is crucial, yes, for happiness.
Oh, yes,
for
peace, so true.
You know? And the other thing is, I'm going to clarify a little bit of the four phrases because not everybody likes it.
That's when hard.
People, when people ask me who do I'm saying sorry to, and I say, you know, when you do Ho'oponopono, it's like you're pressing the delete key. You don't need it. Who cares? You know, the computer knows how to do it.
Right.
So the idea is that I said, would you like to say it to God? Yes, because you are kind of coming to God like a little child. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You want to say like to your inner child in Ho'oponopono is our subconscious mind. You want to do it to yourself, to your memory. Just say it, you know.
Yes.
It's not important who you say it.
Yes.
So
okay.
What is important is that you know you are working with what is it in me, what memories, you know. And again, you are not guilty. You are responsible.
Right.
Now, one day my teacher came back from a walk and he says, you know, I heard divinity told me, just tell them to say thank you. And I know what they mean.
Yes.
So yeah, at that moment, we were actually saying a very long phrase, you know, and making mental and everything. And suddenly he said, you just have to say thank you. God already knows, you know.
Wow, yes. Yeah.
So that's why I insist on people that you can just repeat thank you, even if you don't feel it. Because it's not, in Ho'oponopono, we don't have to feel it. It is a passcode.
Yes.
I love you is a passcode. And for many people that have it already incorporated and is natural in them, automatic, the four phrases, they should continue with the four phrases. Like I said before, I use I let go and trust. Many times I said, I'm not going to worry. If I have something that it is pressing or something, I said, I'm not going to worry.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a way of giving permission to a part of you. Again, changing stations. So you kind of break that pattern of the talking, making stories.
Seeing
the terrible picture of the end of the world.
Right.
I mean, living, you are creating all that.
Right. Living in the past and then living in the future and then, you know, the backstory and, you know, all that stuff is gone.
The same. Another thing that helped me a lot in my own change was forgiveness.
Yeah.
Realizing that that if I didn't forgive, I was hurting myself. Why would I do that?
Right, exactly.
I mean, when you get to the point that you love yourself, I said, I'm not going to hurt myself anymore.
Yes, yes. So when you say, Mabel, when you say, it's just great to say thank you whenever you can to the universe, God, or whoever, because that's reassuring and putting that energy and thought out, and it's within you as well for everything. In other words, some of the bad things that happen, because we're going to learn lessons from them. So that's kind of like the whole gratitude thing, right?
Yes. I always tell people, and I probably, it says in the books somewhere or many different parts of the book, you know, making a list of the things that you can be grateful for, it will immediately, you know, raise your frequency. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's not really Ho'oponopono. It's not what we do in Ho'oponopono. We don't make a list of, I want to say thank you. But definitely whatever raises your energy, whatever brings you to alignment, you know, whatever brings you to balance so that you are not thinking, that you are not reacting, that you are not worrying, so that you can be present and you are one with divinity in that moment. Everything
beautiful.
Is possible. Deepak Chopra calls it the field of all potentiality.
Yes.
That's where everything comes from.
Yes.
And it's just a thank you away. It's just an I love you away. It's just a breathe, a deep breath away. Because the first thing we do with something, you know, hard or something, we stop.
Exactly.
Yes. So So laughter is not a Ho'oponopono tool, but I tell people, laugh about it. Ha, 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 ha. I receive the telephone bill, you know, right. Or the rent. Or yeah. I have to pay my rent. Ha, 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 you know.
Yeah.
So just breathe. Just move. That's right. And you don't know where it can come from.
Yes, exactly. You quote Joe Vitale in your book as well, who I love. I love to read and watch him. He said that when we give up our control of the universe, we get better outcomes. So how did that happen to you personally? I mean, you were talking a little bit about, you know, I made the change. I said, thank you. I did Ho'oponopono or Ho'oponopono and, you know, took responsibility. How did that happen for you to just poof, all of a sudden give up that control?
It was, well, maybe I was lucky. I had Dr. Ihalia Kalahulen, you know, with me for 10 years. And he was a 200% or 500% believer.
Yeah. Oh.
And the thing is, it taught me, you know, by example, yes. You ask me, I didn't believe in anything before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So suddenly, you know, we are stories, you know, that he would tell me, I would see results. I would hear, you know, testimonials, you know, from people, things that happened to them. And it got to the point that I said that I cannot see or I cannot hear doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I said, what the heck? I'm going to let go of trust.
Yes. Have a leap of faith.
Right, exactly. What do I have to lose, yes? So amazing things started happening every time I really, really let go and trust that I make illogical decisions. I mean, amazing. It's like I have a story of every single time made an illogical decision, you know?
Right,
I started my own practice because of Ho'oponopono. During a divorce, you know, when you need stability, I need to be sure the check, I have the check, and they say, suddenly like that. Yeah, and you know, God knew better because I needed to travel with him. So having my own my accounting practice, it allowed me to accommodate whatever and be free to travel whenever I wanted.
Yes.
So many things. And then when I let go of my career, you know, that it was so stable and profitable. And one day I wake up and I said, I'm not preparing any more taxes, you know. And I called my kids. I realized also, Michelle, my brain was not working the same. I look at the computer with the tax program, you know, I used to work with for many, many years preparing taxes. And I look at it and I said, how did this thing work?
You know? Yes.
Well, like my brain had, you know, it started working differently. Now,
the
other thing that people don't understand from the business point of view is how come you don't have a business plan? You don't have, you know, you don't plan, you don't make a project, you don't set goals at the beginning of the year. And I actually don't, because What I realize is that God has better plans for me than the ones that I would set for myself. So why would I, you know, be obstacle in my own life? So I just go with the flow and I trust and I always have what I need or more.
Right.
And many
right.
times I tell God that he's too nice.
You're so cute. Yeah.
But I have to tell you that this book, I've been trying and kind of even fighting with God for 1 year.
No, so
for 10
cute.
Years.
Right.
I've been trying to write this book for 10 years since I started with the trainings.
Yes.
And then I wouldn't have the inspiration. I wouldn't have the time to sit down to write it. It got to a point that I said, you don't want me to write it. Okay, I'm not going to write it, you know, but man.
Yeah.
I had my moments in these 10 years, because then I let go. Okay, I'm not going to write it. But the last editor I have, for you to have an idea, the last one, I had a contract that she was going to take only 2 months and it took a year.
Yes.
In the last manuscript, I had it July 2019.
Wow.
But I didn't publish the book till July of 2020.
Right.
And when I read this book, I said, this book it was for July of 2020. It wasn't for July of 2019 or 2010 or nothing.
It's perfect. It's perfect because in this day, with everything going on with COVID and you know, financial issues and like we talked about a little bit earlier, the universal consciousness, which, as you know, dealing with people, you know, there is, as Michelle Obama said, you know, a mild to moderate depression going on. And we all feel it because we're all connected in the quantum sense in that field.
Now we know we are all family. Yes, no doubt.
We are. And God works in mysterious ways. But sadly, you know, it is a devastating virus. But I mean, we're all getting through it the best we can. And things are changing rapidly right now. And we won't go into the political scene, actually. We're going to avoid that. But I mean, as things change rapidly, we need to just take care of ourselves and our loved ones and those around us, the whole, you know, entity of individuals out there. But we need to have faith, like you're saying. And what are some of the other ways that you would suggest that people cope with what's going on right now?
Well, I think that really God is giving us this opportunity to grow. It's an amazing opportunity. Again, depends on what are you focusing on, yes? Mm. If you trust, if you let go and trust, first of all, there is nothing you need to worry. You will be at the right time, at the right place, with the right people. You will have everything you need moment by moment. It's not about having, you know, the rent, you know, a month before. You have to trust that when you will have to pay it, the money will be there. That is the kind of trust we have to have right now. That's kind of the also the kind of humility that we have to have right now. We do have to become more humble, realizing we don't know anything, and allow the universe to show us. This is the time we do have the possibility of creating a new earth, a completely new earth, the earth that we always dream with. It is here right now, but it depends on our decisions. If we engage, you know, with the media, if we engage, we buy things, if, you know, everything is up to us, you know, what we buy and what we don't buy. But before, I wanted to tell you, because you went kind of that way.
I do that.
No, you mentioned parents. This is the same thing. Have you noticed, and I'm sure, you know, with your profession, that in the same family, all the kids are different?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. They're
isn't
different.
The same parents, the same messages, the same attitude. So that means that we are responsible of what we buy and don't buy, you know, how we act, you know, what. So that's where 100% responsibility will set you free.
Oh, it's so true.
And trusting. There is no other way right now.
Yes.
You know, so there are things that will bend you, that will,
yeah,
you know, you will move, you will go with the thing. It's like being in the eye of the hurricane. Right. You just stay in the eye.
Yeah.
You know, just look at it. Don't try to see how it feels.
Right, exactly. I love your energy.
See what's going on there, you know? No. I'll stay here. So,
right.
This is what it's all about. It's you, like a little child, just looking around.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. Huh. That's called being the observer. Wow. What am I learning from this experience right now?
Exactly. And what is it for me? And, you know, this is the time to go in, to connect with ourselves, to know that we do all have a connection with divinity, with the universe, with the cosmos, the galaxies, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But everything is inside of us, and this is the time to connect with that and recover somehow our power, reconnect with our power, and live more in the zero frequency, like a little child. We have to come back and trust like when we were children.
Yes, and you talk about going back into our inner child and, you know, getting into more fun and wonder and just open our eyes without, because I think you're right, you know, as a child, what Dr. Joe was talking about the other day, I was listening to him about how we, you know, we segue, and so does Bruce Lipton, you know, how we segue into that, you know, from alpha or theta when we're 7 or 8 into the beta conscious brain. So there we have high beta going on, and we're all over the place and worrying about, and we have a little past, but we have future. And, you know, that really clouds our mind. And like you said, you were able to rewire your brain, as Dr. Dispenza would talk about, you know, rewiring and refiring those neurons. So you're looking at the world differently. And that's just from practicing some of those wonderful techniques.
I mean, you have to realize it's not going to happen overnight, and everything takes practice. Sure. But, you know, also talking to your inner child and assuring your inner child you're not going to abandon it.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not going to neglect it, because that's the part of you that suffers. That's
it is.
Your emotional part.
Yes.
You know, just reassuring.
Right.
And that will give you a lot of peace.
Ah, beautiful. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here on the couch with Dr. Michelle, we're talking with Mabel Katz. She is the author of this book. You've got to get it. It's called, yeah, there we go. I'm trying to get the glare off. Okay. Zero Frequency. All right. It's the easiest way to peace, happiness, and abundance. It's a beautiful book, and it contains so many lessons from other wonderful teachers. But she's put it all together into her own formula on how to find the peace and happiness you're looking for and how to chill out a little bit and just really trust in life and trust in who you are and enhance that with, you know, certain, of course, she gives little techniques here in her book for repetition and rehearsal, which will change our minds eventually. And like you said, Mabel, it does take a little while.
And it also, you get access to 10 videos that come with it.
Ooh,
yeah,
really?
So the idea is that I want to accompany you in the journey. Yes,
you're yes.
The journey.
Yes.
It's a moment by moment journey. So the videos might help too.
It's perfect.
Ground, you know, this information too.
Right. Just, you know, for listeners right now, so they can zap on, and if they're on their computers, what is the best way for them to check out you and know more about you, and of course, get your other books?
Well, they can visit one of my pages, zerofrequency.com, and you have a book page there, so you can have more information about the book too. And also, well, I have mabelkatz.com, but also in my, if you want to follow me in Facebook, I am Mabel Katz fan page. I do have a YouTube channel, Mabel Katz, Instagram, Mabel Katz, Twitter, etc.
You're all over the place, over 40 worldwide countries. You're an international teacher. You've been working on this book for many years, but you know, sometimes the best things take a little bit longer because it's supposed to happen, especially in this time of COVID. You were supposed to get this.
Zero Frequency applies to young people. I've been also presenting for young, because for me, I said, oh, please don't waste your time. You can be happy now, yes? So everything that my teacher, all the weird things that my teacher taught me, I put it in the easiest way to grow.
I love it. Yes,
you would love to know.
That's
I also wrote Malujia, The Happy City.
Oh,
26 stories that they are real. They look fiction, but they are real. And it tells you all about Ho'oponopono, but in stories.
Oh, that's beautiful. And that's more of a children's book. So you can teach.
Yes, but you know, my older students buy them for themselves too.
I'm sure they do. Exactly. I mean, that's.
Yeah, it's for you know, 3 to 100 year old.
Well, that's true. It's true because it's, you know, simplicity is really the best knowledge. When we simplify everything, that's where it's at. It's simplifying the principles to, you know, faith, hope, gratitude. You've got to take the leap of faith, giving up the ego, right? Giving up that so-called ego sense.
Maybe I don't know as much as I thought.
Right, exactly. Maybe I don't know. And, you know, give it up. So do you have any sort of technique, too, that you might suggest that people get more in touch besides Ho'oponopono, besides getting in touch with their own higher self, because we are all connected?
Well, when you use these tools, and we have many, when you use these tools, you are connecting with your higher self. Actually, I'll tell you how the cleaning works. So the conscious mind, when you say thank you, when you say I love you, we also have one that we call light switch. It's like if you have a problem, you are in the dark. All you have to do is turn on the light, you know?
Exactly.
So we could even just repeat light switch, you know?
I love it.
And again, you break that pattern. But what is it that you are really doing? Is your intellect choosing to let go instead of being right? Okay. Is your intellect choosing to take responsibility and say, what the heck? Let's try this. You know, it doesn't
work. Yes.
Okay. So it's like an order that goes to your subconscious mind, because again, all your programs are accumulated in your subconscious mind.
Yes.
And from your subconscious mind, The subconscious mind is the one that makes the connection with your, what you call the higher self. We call it the superconscious mind. That is that part of you that is always connected to you, the universe. Yeah, mm-hmm. God, mm-hmm. nature, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like that superconscious mind is the one that makes the petition to divinity. It's like we come as little child, you know,
yes,
the little
yes.
children. And then mana, when divine energy, Hawaiians call it mana. But divine energy that comes down and erases. That's what
yes.
happens. It's like trying to understand when you press the delete key, what happened in the computer. Okay, open it up. I want to know how the computer
works.
Right. You don't need to. You really don't need to, but you need to know that you have to start the process, that your
yes.
intellect is the one, light switch, thank you, I love you, I let go and trust. I'm not going to worry. And try it, because I'm telling you as an accountant.
Yes, yes.
It really works, because God is simple. God is
yes.
simple. We are the complicated one. That's
yes.
why something so simple, you know, don't disregard it, thinking, because it's so powerful. You wouldn't
yes.
believe. Also, because when you change, everything changes.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So as you erase programs in you, guess what? It gets away from your family, relatives, and ancestors. This is profound work. It's really
yes.
so it's so
yes.
easy that people again,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
or I try, I say thank you once and it didn't work. Well, no,
yes.
please. And no expectation is important too. But
right.
because you never know where it's gonna come from.
Right. And you just mentioned, you just dropped the idea about getting away from your ancestral. Is that you're talking sort of about the old energy that we sort of born into this environment? And of course, the Jungian sense, right? We take on all that energy.
In Ho'oponopono, we say that most of our energies come from ancestors and past lives that
yeah.
we come to correct. Ho'oponopono, the word for Ho'oponopono means how to correct an error.
Yes.
We come here to make, for example, one author that I also love is Dr. Michael Newton, the Journey of the Souls.
Yes.
How he shows you how we choose our parents, we choose everything before we come.
Yes.
And like there is a gathering of souls that say, okay, I'm going to play your mother. And I'm going to rob
oh
you
God.
In the corner. And I'm going to, when you realize this is not it, and this is an amazing opportunity that God is giving you, you know, to make amends, to set yourself free, it's a completely way of seeing problems. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Because you realize everything is really a gift.
Yes. You know, they say that, this is the plane of this planet. This is where we learn. This is the planet of lessons, you know.
They said that this is the only one that are this is the only school where there are emotions.
Yes,
and
right.
Nobody can they look at
right.
it like nobody can get it. Because
right.
they said we can go from unconditional love to killing.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, exactly.
Only in planet Earth.
Yeah, interesting stuff. And well, this is a whole other show, but, you know,
yes.
with Dr. Stephen Greer's information, my dilemma is if there are, you know, such higher conscious beings in other universes and, you know, and they're traveling with the consciousness of speed of consciousness rather than way beyond the speed of light.
Yes.
Why aren't they so such a higher conscious being that they cannot feel that pure love? I mean, what's that about? Maybe it is what they're feeling, but we won't even go there, but
I don't know that
I can have this talk.
No, I don't know. I don't know that I understand the questions. If you are talking about other beings that are not in this plane, how come they cannot help? Is that a little bit of the, okay. So I'll tell you very briefly, because I learned it with everything that is happening right now, because we have free choice.
Okay.
They
All
cannot
right.
invade our privacy. We have to ask for the help.
Right.
And we also have to do the work, because
right.
they cannot intervene. We are here to learn. So it's like, for example, a bad student, and you say, hey, whatever, I'll give him an A, and he can go to the next level, okay?
Yeah.
But the guy didn't learn what he needed to learn here.
Right. It's so true.
You understand?
Yes.
So
uh-huh.
we are here to learn. So they cannot interfere in what we are in our own work, personal work, yes, inner work.
Yes,
but
yes.
definitely you have to ask for help. Huh?
Right.
Otherwise, they definitely cannot help.
Okay, so we need to ask them for help, because I've interviewed so many authors who you know, talk about, and one who actually has had photographs of spirit guides and entities and the, you know, the things that she's seen and felt and the messages, you know. But I have so many people who have, are they always with us? And I know you don't really talk about this much in your book, but I love talking with you. So I just thought
thank you. I love to talk about this, but I also always tell people I don't know anything.
Oh, well, bless your heart. But
no, I learned to trust that they are with us, you know, and I do have a lot of students that can see things. So they will tell me everything that happens in when I'm on stage. You know, amazing things, the color that they see in my house when I do talks. I mean, they tell me what happened with here, with my
birth.
They said that they are walking and watching.
Aww, you know, right?
Gets in from the internet, you know?
Yes.
So a lot of things that...
I love that.
And those are the things, Michelle, that I learned to accept. Again, because I'm still a very intellectual, I'm not that sensitive. I had revelations, you know, that came to me, you know, even like the Fleur de Lis that I got in Israel as a tool that it became my World Peace Campaign. But and how it came to me. So I know I have the connection. I have many confirmations of the people that can see or hear, because I say a lot of things that I don't know where they come from.
Right.
They just flow. I don't think when I talk, and you know, it's about coming from inspiration. Yes. Yeah. So, but I love this stuff and I'm learning, and to be honest with you, I am working on myself to be able to ascend to the fifth dimension. That's the possibility that we have right now.
Yes.
But again, if we don't buy into the news, if we don't buy into the politics, if we don't engage, and if we trust, you know, and we just, you know, the Ho'oponopono is a little bit like praying too.
Yes, yes, so it really is.
Ask. Just ask. Not asking for something. Just ask for to be protected. You know, because talking about they can help us, they can make us invisible. You can be invisible here.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Things are happening around you and nothing touches you.
Right, exactly.
But you have to ask for help. You have to ask for help.
And
you
that's huge.
You have to believe. You have to trust.
Yes. And that it's that belief. It's that, and also awareness. It's self-awareness that you're talking about, like being the observer, but being self-aware. That's what you allow. That's one of my favorite words is allowing. Just allowing yourself to let go. Trust in the universe. Ask and you shall receive.
A student of mine wrote a book that he calls, he called it Allowing. And I actually quoted him because I thought it was a great book.
I love it. What a great idea.
And it's all about allowing. Allowing.
It's so true.
You know, accepting.
So true.
Again, one wonderful book, Seven Spiritual Laws for Success, Deepak Chopra. I mean, everything you have
to
practice is in that little book.
It's so true, Mabel. It's so true.
The law of least effort, the law of detachment, just practice two and you're done.
Right, it is. I'm going to hold this book up now so y'all can see it if you're watching. It's
this
beautiful. Zero Frequency. Check it out, people. All right. And my special guest, Mabel Katz, internationally acclaimed World Peace Ambassador, recognized as leading authority on Ho'oponopono, the ancient Hawaiian art and practice of problem solving, achieving peace. This book will help you right now, especially during this situation going on in the world. She's an amazing, life-changing ambassador.
Michelle, you know what the important thing is? I'm not a writer. I'm not a writer. I write from my heart.
Oh, beautiful.
And I think that's why my books are very easy to read. I'm very practical. I am a practical person. So I'm not going around the bush, you know, it's just here. This.
You get right to it, exactly.
And I give you many different practices and things that you can do in the moment, whatever works in the moment, but that you don't get stuck, you know.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You can ride the zero frequency wave.
Love that zero frequency.
It just comes.
I love it. Well, here's to ascending to the fifth dimension, Mabel.
Yes, I'll see you there, Michelle.
I'll be going, where are you? You'll be looking for me, and I'll be going, I'm trying. But
No, I'm trying too. We are all trying here.
Thank you so much for being on the couch today. You're an amazing woman, and God bless you.
You too. You too. It was wonderful to meet you and share this moment with you.
You too. Thank you so much again. Mavel Katz. God bless
everybody.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for joining me here on the couch today with Dr. Michelle. It's been really a wonderful experience, another hopefully learning experience for you guys. You can also check out the show if you'd like. It's on the radio. Yeah, in our reruns, it's latalkradio.com. Just go to my webpage here on LA Talk Radio. The rerun will be up tomorrow with content, and you'll be able to hear this again if you missed anything. Otherwise, have a beautiful day, and remember, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be wonderful for other people, and that's the way it works in the world. God bless, and take good care of yourselves. Thanks for being on the couch.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.